This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cloud of Billowing. Hey Ryan, when was the last time you looked ridiculous entering an interview because you were not dressed appropriately?
All the time, I feel like a beige boy constantly.
Now, thanks to the Cloak of Billowing, your cloak can billow dramatically when you enter a room.
Whoa!
Yeah, you can use it in birthday party, funerals, and a lot of other places.
Great! Where can I get one?
Just climb your nearest mountain and ask a ghost.
Great, I know a few ghosts, thanks!
Yay!
I know a few ghosts.
Five men in their 30s gather round microphones, playing role-playing games for the enjoyment of nobody. This is Magical Night with the Boys.
Hello and welcome to A Magical Night with the Boys. I'm Edward, your host. I'm joined by Gordon. Hey, Gordon.
Hi, everyone. Not welcome back, just welcome.
Hey, Ryan.
Why are we doing this so formally? This is a silly, ridiculous podcast.
Can you please let them be?
Yeah, hi, I'm Ryan.
Hi, I'm Luis.
I should have introduced you.
And we are the boys, so you have a magical nightmare.
And we are the boys.
It's actually an afternoon.
We're coming to you live from Barcelona. I don't know why I looked over my shoulder to check the destination.
So this is a podcast for four men in their 30s or nearly 30s to play a children's game and to record it probably primarily for ourselves and maybe for both fans who will actually get during this.
Hopefully our wives.
My mum is very excited.
for all of us.
Yes, for all of us. Yeah, mainly yeah. Me, but you know.
Does she know our names?
No. She does not.
Have you told us her name?
Her name's June. Hey, she doesn't know you exist.
Hey June, we hope you enjoy the podcast. Only you. Everyone else, get the fuck off this channel.
They're just tuning.
It's not FM radio.
But he wasn't one to change the channel.
So, should we jump in?
Should we kick it off?
So where are we?
Where the fuck are we?
So, you are in the coastal little city of Norm, a little village, nested on the rocks with different like dirt paths going toward the sea. So you have like a fish market, you have a tavern, you have like the city hall up toward the rocks. It's a sunny day, windy but sunny day. It's like, let's say, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, something like that.
Is this a like a village?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a small village.
Called Norm.
Narm.
Oh, Narm. Okay, yeah. So we're not normies.
No, you're not normies.
We're Namies.
So yeah, it's like 5 o'clock, what you're all doing?
We're in Nam, right?
Narm.
I really want to have Nam flashbacks.
So much fish.
You weren't there, man. You weren't there.
The flamethrowers.
This is the end.
So what are we doing?
Well, you tell me.
What are you doing? What's a regular day in Narm for a soldier like you?
Switching over while I invent my
I think ours will be easier because we're probably working together.
Yeah.
Okay. Together.
So are we closing the shop?
Closing the shop, yeah. There's a very handsome looking drow man in his mid-40s, but if he were a human, it would be mid-20s. He's a handsome boy, walking around, this shop? Clinic?
Yeah, I can say, it's just my house.
Do I work in your house?
Well, yeah, I mean, like in the garage. We just put a tent there just for people that were sick to come over.
Okay.
Aren't you a bard?
He's also learning the trade and how to be a healer and everything.
Right, the trade of being a healer. So do you play music in the shop, house?
He keeps us entertained, that's for sure.
hey Marge, I got done cleaning them rags. All the rags are clean. You said it was an important job, so I made sure they were nice and clean for you. All spick and span, nice and brown.
I like the George Bush accent so much.
I won't do an accent.
I saw the thought process. No.
So, thank you, Danny. You're so lovely, like every day. Please gather your belongings. I think it's your time to go to the tavern. I'll meet you.
I know what my damn schedule is. You don't need to treat me like a child. I know what I'm doing with my life, Marge. I storm out.
Okay, what about you, Kai? What are you doing?
So I'm a wanderer. I've found myself in Narm, not Nam, because I've lost my memory. And I'm just... Imagine the Hulk from the 1960s sort of TV show. I wander from town to town, fucking shit up, then leaving. And then with sad walking away music.
The Jurassic Park theme, I think.
As I enter the town.
Is that a velociraptor?
Okay, so you're just chilling there, basically.
Well, no, I'm just wandering. I don't really know where I'm going. I'm basically a vagabond.
Right.
Like early Bob Dylan, you know?
Right.
But without his musical ability.
But are you still a soldier?
Yes, by trade. I'm more of an ex-soldier. I don't really remember. I'm still, you know, I've got kind of Rambo vibes. Mm. You know, first Rambo, first blood.
Again. Nam.
Yeah, you weren't there.
So unless you're like a mercenary, it sounds like you're just a roaming murderer.
Kind of.
You're also a robot. So.
I am a religious fanatic, actually.
Ah.
So murders are justified in some sense.
Right, yeah, that's how it works. Okay, so you're being a religious fanatic in the city of Narm
right
now?
I'm just going around preaching the good word of Gael.
Right.
I'm a wandering paladin.
Cool. You guys are closing the shop. You're like getting out after a big fight with Margaret.
He already left, but have you noticed how the two of us are more comfortable being close to each other than them?
Yeah,
they're just figuring out.
This team is so weird.
They're still figuring out what's going on over there.
No, I don't want this.
So for the listeners, Ryan and I, we are like touching each other just to be close to the mech and everything. Gordon and Ed, they're having a little dance when one gets closer and the other one's just pushing the mic just to get further away from it.
I fear physical intimacy.
They're being real, real hetero about this.
Okay, so you're doing that and then...
Well, am I gonna hear this preaching of Gael if I'm storming out?
Sure.
Oh, are you preaching at the moment?
Are you in front of the shop? Or
I'm assuming there's a small crowd buying fish or whatever.
Yeah, sure. There is a fish market. Yeah.
Villagers, stop with your busy work. Listen, I am here to invent the preachings of Gael. My accent has gone far from where I planned.
Sorry, did you just say you were going to invent the preachings?
Quiet, child.
Ah. Well, okay, I'm...
Gael is for the balance. Are you for the balance, child?
Maybe. I'm very impressionable.
It was Gael on the third day who said, "Thou shalt die, but thou shalt live." Come with me, child.
Okay.
What is your name?
Well, my name's Danny. It's Aldandra.
Come, preach. Are you a follower of Gael?
Well, I suppose so.
Yes, great. I am Kai.
Oh, hi, Kai.
We must smite the unworthy.
Oh, well, that's smite.
Are you a follower of Gael?
Are you broken?
Where am I?
Oh, yeah. Insert a coin to continue preaching.
So while you're preaching, you suddenly hear loud sounds echoing through the street of Narm. Boing, boing. It's like loud bells, and everybody started to look around, wondering where the sound's actually coming from.
The second one was more of a boing.
a plane just landing over Narm.
Very much a cartoon character bouncing off the ground.
Yeah.
Followed by a boing.
Give me your best bell. Give me your best bell, exactly. How do you make a bell? A spell sound.
Such a feminine bell.
Yeah, it's like a bigger bell, right?
Oh, sorry. What's your masculine bell?
Boing! I told you. I told you, boing!
That's the noise you make when you get an erection.
The breeze is just going around.
Really? No. I always picture more of a slide whistle.
That is impressive.
That's correct. So everybody started to like look around, try to understand where it comes from. And it comes from the city hall. It's the alarm bell of Narm that's actually resonating. The alarm bell has not been resonating in Narm for a really long time, for like decades. And so people are starting to panic. They're starting to like run around, trying to like understand what's happening. All the soldiers are called to the city hall because that's you know, what the alarm bell are for. The rest of the people, the villager, are gathering in the marketplace, the inn, the tavern, try to understand and, you know, discuss what's happening. What are you guys doing?
I follow the soldiers.
I follow,
chance to spill blood in the name of Gael.
Well, I follow the robot. I'm hooked.
Come, child.
I go to the market to ask the people over there what's going on.
Okay, so you're splitting. Let's start with Margaret. So you're going toward the marketplace. You can see like a lot of different group of people talking. You recognize Brisenkov, a little dwarf that you actually know. He's in the village fairly often. He's an adventurer. He's there chilling with, chilling. He's actually there stressing out about the alarm bell with a couple of other people that you know as well from the village.
He was doing the bong before.
He was doing the bong.
And he's real stressed about it. They know.
he's paranoid. He saw the soldiers run.
The bong's for me.
So I approach him and ask him, John Boy, what's going on?
Well, I don't know. I think this might be because of all those magical creatures that we're seeing around lately. I saw a fish. It was 2 meters high. I'm pretty sure they're attacking the village now.
A 2 meter
when?
High?
Yeah, it's a big fish. Well, it's a magical creature.
Okay.
Like tall or like floating? It's not like a regular sized fish ominously floating towards the town.
Yes, it's that. Sorry. It's that one. It's an ominous fish floating above the water attacking the city.
My word, that fish is certainly ominous.
he believes that basically it's magical creature. You guys know about that. Lately, there's been more and more magical creature appearing a bit everywhere. People are wondering why. We don't know too much. And he's thinking that basically it's a problem for the city of Narm. But in the meanwhile, you guys are trying to enter the city hall. Well, you're entering.
Stand aside, guards.
Well, they stand aside because you're a soldier.
They're very bad guards.
But they're blocking you, though, when you try to enter because you're a bard.
Stand aside, guards.
Why do you want to enter?
Please? I heard the bongs and I followed the robot.
Right, but this is for soldier only. It's an important matter.
He's a follower of Gael. Let him through, swine.
There's no situation in war that a harmonica can't make better.
Okay. Give me a roll.
So is that persuasion?
Yeah.
That's an 11?
Nah.
What a terrible
Can I try and intimidate the guard?
Yeah, I'd be better.
Intimidate the guard? Sure you can.
Let him through or there shall be consequences. 11?
Nah.
Plus proficiency bonus, sorry, forgot that. 13.
Sure, you know what? He's intimidated. He's really scared of what you're saying. He's like, oh fuck, this guy is a robot. How robot-y are you? Like, how do you look like?
I've got some wood on me, but I'm quite clearly not human.
Nice.
I look kind of cyborgy. I've got little patches of flesh, but it's very obvious I am a robot.
So you have metal bits everywhere. Like
yeah,
metal
I'm like 80% metal.
Right. Okay. Well, that guy is intimidated
love.
by your
well count.
100% power. Wait. So how much do you look like General Grievous? Are you less robot-y? Do you have, like, more human bits?
I look more Frankenstein-y than General Grievous. Mm. General Grievous is quite uniform, right? He's all, like... Mm. He's only got that heart.
Ah, right. It's like a hodgepodge of robot bits.
Yeah, I've been put together over the last, you know, 100 years with whatever was lying around in the mage's office, so...
Do you have, like, human hands, or are they metal
hands? No, they're all metal now.
Right.
So what's human about you?
So let's say... My left nipple is visible.
Is it visible as well?
It's visible.
If we're going to narrate 20% of it,
because it looks
of him,
chainmail.
I melted in, but you can see like a little
unusable,
space where you can see my left pec.
Right.
But
right.
Nipple, so just a little bit sexy.
So do you have an armor on top of your metal bits, or is it your metal bits or your armor?
My metal bits are my armor.
Right.
No,
okay.
They're all melted in. It looks like the majority of my skin is like has had chainmail melted into it.
Okay.
Can you feel the metal?
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, that guy is just intimidated by your look. I am as well, to be honest. And he lets you in, both of you. And you can see that it's a bit of a mess inside. Like, you have soldiers everywhere trying to, like, start, like, getting ready. They're putting their armor on, gathering some weapons and shit like that.
You should melt your armor into your skin. It saves time.
Nobody's listening to you right now.
Master Kai, is the minor amount of time you save worth having metal melted into your skin?
Are you a follower of Gael?
Oh, we already met. And yes.
Did you call him master? Is he your master after one interaction?
He's so subordinate.
But he's so confident.
That's fair.
He also intimidated a guard.
Yeah, that's true.
With my left nipple.
So soldier getting ready everywhere. At the back of the room, you recognize two people. You recognize a guy called Callan, who is like used to be the head of the guards of Mirandis, which is the nearby castle. And then Hector, who is like the head of the village, the chief.
Why is he no longer the head of the castle?
He's just retired. He's like an old guy.
Oh, right.
He retired.
He didn't get demoted for like misdemeanors or anything.
No, it's like really respected in the village, right? Okay. So I don't know if you've spent a lot of time in Norm, but if you did, you know him pretty well.
I've been annoying the locals for about a week.
Right, so not,
not really.
Long. So you guys are in the city hall. So as I said, a bunch of soldiers digging around, basically trying to get ready. Couple of dudes that you know, the chief of the village and like the chief of the guard, the previous chief of the guard of Mirandis, are like in the back of the room. And then yeah, it's basically
Hector
pretty
and
messy.
Kalan.
Hector and Kalan, indeed.
Mm. How so long have you been in Narm?
Are you just asking out of character?
Yeah, he's not there.
Couple months, I think like 2 months, three. So I'm going to follow in after Kai. And, to describe myself, I'm wearing a big silk poncho kind of thing, which is nice and colorful. I've got a big sort of very wide brimmed hat. And I've got some goggles, but they're resting like on my forehead, above my eyes, because I'm now inside.
A modern era Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So what the fuck are you doing, Kai?
I am marching in with a sense of purpose and authority that I have not earned. And I'm going to turn to the nearest guard. You, take me to your leader.
The guy looks a bit confused, like, who are you?
Take me to your leader, boy.
Yeah, sure, I can do that. I mean, it's Hector. He's right over there.
Hector! Good for you, sir. I go and speak to Hector.
I follow and give the guard like a sort of tip of my extra large hat and just follow the robot.
So you can see that Hector is like talking with Kalan there. They're talking about the fact that we don't have enough men there. Mirandis is calling for men. We're at war now and we don't have enough men at all. We don't know what to do.
Hector, I am Kai, follower of Gael.
Hi, Kai.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, Kai, we're at war. West Charma is invading. They're pillaging and raping the village next to Mirandis. We need more men to fight.
I can tell you need at least 50 more men.
I like you. You're useful.
How did you do that?
Half calculator, half man.
Now, how many men do you have?
50.
And how many men are invading? Are you a follower of Gael?
Well, I believe in Gael, like everybody here.
Are you a follower of Gael?
I wouldn't say I'm an active one. I don't pray every day.
I feel like this emergency is the perfect time to get into your religion.
Sure. Let's talk about that in a minute if you want.
Answer his questions.
I believe in Gael. Who are you?
Well.
Yes, who are you?
My name's Aldandrio Flexpepper. Y'all can call me Danny. I work with old Marge. By the way, where is old Marge? Maybe she should be up here in the war room. If we got a robot and a bard, only makes sense we have an old woman. I'm going to go get old Marge. And I go leave.
I was doing the dishes.
Sure, do that. Go get old Marge for some reason.
Old Marge, I'm a coming.
Are you yelling that in the city hall while you're leaving?
Yeah. Yeah, right. I sort of like Quasimodo running through Notre Dame.
Okay, makes sense.
Old Marge!
So Kalan turns to you and he says to Kai and he says, we need help. We need to find a way to find more men. And Hector intervenes like, yeah, I believe we could ask the steward of the king. Maybe he could help us to actually gather an army. It's a couple of days' walk, but if you could actually get there in time, then we can save Mirandis.
Will we spill blood?
Probably. It's
will
a war.
Will it be in the name of Gael?
Sure, it will be.
I like your attitude.
So, I don't think you can do that alone. I think you should ask for a volunteer who could help you to actually go towards Leandriel.
I need somebody who's very good at cleaning rags and somebody who's very good at providing rags.
Yeah, I don't care too much who we're actually looking for.
Will you provide me with
ripping
men?
Ripping a rag and...
I won't. You will provide me with men. That's actually what we're talking about since the beginning.
How many men do you need?
He's now shirtless.
Fucking 50.
How many do you have?
Okay, you know what? I'll come with you. Just to, yeah, Callahan intervenes. Like, you know what? I'll come with you just to make sure you understand what's happening here.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you a follower of Gael?
Okay, let's go now.
Old Marge, where are you?
You are looking at me, I'm at my house.
Oh, there you are. There's a war happening and they need an old woman.
Just for, we should probably add that you are cleaning a book to mime the cleaning of what exactly?
In silence.
Oh.
Nailed it.
Great cleaning sounds.
Have you ever cleaned a book before? Washed a book? Ah, my books haven't had a good soak in a long time.
Are you back at your house, by the way? You're not in, like, the market anymore. You went back to your place to wash a book after.
Yeah, because I talked to one guard, and that guard was so unhelpful that yeah. I was like, okay, my scene is over. I'm going to take a nap.
And wash a book.
Well, I was pretending to wash a dish, but now you made it a book, which is actually a book, but...
I slap the book out of Marge's hand. This is an emergency! There's a war!
But why would you come to me?
Come on! I grab her by the hand and I run back up towards the town hall.
Okay, well, you're actually going down from the town hall. So okay.
I'm with
Callahan is with you. He's basically asking you to find some volunteer to go toward the steward of the king to like gather some armies that they might have.
I immediately turn to Mirandis. I'm looking for volunteers. Are you interested?
Yes, I am.
To the same guy.
Considering he starts to get it. He gets your personality.
49 to go.
So we know that there are soldiers all around our villages, and they're actually getting closer. I think we'll need to escape with a boat. So I'll start to prepare the boat. Could you go toward the market, and wherever you can find some volunteers, just gather them around?
Shouldn't be like ladies and children first in that boat, because
it's not to escape.
Ah,
the goal is not to escape.
Also sexist
and ageist.
Yeah. Children can be soldiers too. Have you been to Africa?
I thought you were going to say Congo.
Congo's Africa. Fun fact for our podcast listeners. Congo, not by Brazil. Who knew?
I'm going to meet you at the docks in 30 minutes.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the market and try and just round up people in a chaotic fashion.
Exactly.
So I'm assuming that we meet in the middle towards the city hall.
As I'm walking into the market, I'd like to go into the first house I see, kick open the door, and do I see anyone inside?
Yes, you see an old lady and a guy washing a book, actually.
You there, book washer lady, come with me, and you... Who are you?
Master, it's me, Danny. This is my other master, old Marge.
Oh my God.
Marge just starts crying. She grabs a book and just washes it again.
Old Marge and young boy, come with me.
But why?
I'm 47.
But you already said it yourself. You are like 47, which is like 15. But you want it to be legal, so you are 19 again?
No.
It's just weird. That calculation that you do.
I'm 47, in brackets, around 23 in human years.
No, you're 47 in human years.
What age are you in dog years?
23.
Okay, let's focus.
What do they need from us?
The strength of your arm and the wit of your mind.
Well, fuck.
Not so bad, actually.
I'm good at talking to people and singing songs.
How are you at killing in the name of Gael?
Well, I've never tried.
Are you a follower of Gael?
Well, I've been a follower for about 15
Come with me to the boat.
Minutes. Okay. Come on, old Marge. We got a boat to get to.
I'm just going because I need to figure out what's going on.
They have no clue what's happening.
I have no idea.
We have many books, and they are filthy.
I grab a rock. I'm ready.
Well, as far as I understand, the other half of Sharma across the water is invading. We need 100 man-ish, more or less. And we 40, got
47.
We need 47 men and...
Or women.
Or children. And we now need... I can't remember why we're getting on this boat.
No, but repeat that last part of how many people do we need.
Well, we need 47 more people because we need 50 and there's three of us. And I was told that leaves 47. We need to round up as many soldiers as we can to fight off West Sharma.
West Sharma,
the
indeed.
The bastards of West Sharma, which is incidentally where I'm from.
So I'm assuming that you've met Kal Lan.
No.
Mr. Robot, have you met Kalan?
Kalan is one of the volunteers.
Okay, so lead me to him.
Okay.
So I follow the robot.
I lead them to Kalan, who I'm assuming is chatting to other people, trying to round up people to get on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
No? That would
he's at
logical.
The dock. He's at the dock. He's preparing the boat for you to actually like escape while fucking soldier everywhere. So Kalan is waiting at the docks. Is that where you're heading?
Yeah, we're heading to the dock.
But Kalan is the one from Dick. Castle, right? From Mirandis.
He's retired.
So he's a retired guy, but he's seen as a really important figure in all of East Sharma, actually. And so even though he's like a retired soldier, he'll probably fight with them, he'll probably help them and stuff like that, right?
Right.
So, do I see Kalan?
Yeah, he's at the dog.
Okay,
at the very
moment that I see him, I start shouting at him. This is so typical of you. Every time you need something, you come round to this place and you start just getting young kids, men and women, just to put them to fight. But when we were in trouble, while the plague was happening, where were you? Where were you, Kalan?
Yeah. Where were you when the West fell?
He's looking at Kai. He's like, oh, you picked her.
She washes books.
Fair point. That might be useful.
Hey, we all wash books now.
It's like, I don't have a choice. You know that if I had a choice, I wouldn't come toward you. But we need help. We need to get the message to somebody that Mirandis is under attack and we need people to fight for us.
I am sensing sexual tension.
You're sensing wrong. So he's making clear once again that you're not looking for 50 volunteers. You're looking for an army, right? You're looking to actually find an army somewhere. So you don't need to recruit random people along the way, basically. That's not the point of it.
No, we understand. We understand.
You're supposed, like Hector, the head of the village, is asking for you to actually gather, like find an army. Go as the stewards of the king in the capital of East Sharma to have an army to help them fight against the army of West Sharma, right?
Oh.
Okay, so we're just a full-sized
army.
Well, yeah,
so
like a
conscription. Right now, they're just gathering people along the way.
Yeah.
So we need to go and ask for this guy's standing army.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
If he has one. So that was Hector's point. But actually, yeah. So Kalan is telling you, Kalan says, well, I think it's too far away. I think that the capital, if you look at the map, the capital is really far away. It's at least like 4 days' walk. And the armies are right next to Mirandis. So Kalan believes that it's too far to actually go there. And he's telling you that there is a group of mercenaries that's actually only 1 day away walk up in the north, in a region that you know as the Enchanted Woods. That's so you take the boat and go a little bit north and you'll find them way faster.
So this wouldn't be the actual army. This would just be like a stopgap, like mercenaries for the time being, or?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can gather the army and the mercenary, that's great. But the point is to try to save Mirandis, right? Save them for the siege. So if you have enough time to do both, that's fine. But he's telling you that going to the capital, according to him, is too far away.
How many days have we got until the army arrives at the capital, the enemy arrives at the capital?
Well, they're pretty close to your village at the moment, which is only a day away from Mirandis.
So we're just trying to get the mercenaries here to defend the advancing army.
Kalan, yeah. How will we pay the mercenaries? I am not a man wealthy.
That's a really good question. I think we'll need to figure that out later. At this point, it's an emergency. I'm sure that Mirandis can pay for mercenaries.
But Louis mercenaries prefer gold up front, like Gael.
That's a fair point. I don't know. You need to try. See if they can be ready to be paid after.
You seem charismatic.
I am.
Come with me.
Would you assume that you are charismatic?
Kalan, lead the boat.
So if this needs to happen, I will help you guys, because I don't want another young boy to die. Or robot.
We do not need you, old woman, but give us your boy.
He's my boy!
How are you related? You are quite different races.
I'm a drow.
My apprentice, because I don't know how to speak English. My apprentice.
This is my original master.
And how did you give birth?
Hard to be you.
Huh?
Hard to be you.
It's real easy.
Kind of
how did you give birth to a child of a different race? I am confused.
I'm actually a half-elf, so...
He is not your son.
No. This is not my mother. Fun fact, my mother abandoned me when I was...
That's fun.
In my teenage years. They said I was an embarrassment.
If he hasn't looked for that word in the dictionary.
You are cleaning it, that's why.
every time he's like, but what does it mean? I'm just like scraping that word.
You sure you didn't work for like a mafia? Like, and they were like, you need to wash the books, and you took it very literally.
They keep paying.
Because the last village she lived in burned down after she tried to cook them.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, so I guess you're coming with us to protect
him and to avoid that another young person dies in the hand of Kalan. So
well,
you better not recruit another boy from this town or I will come to fight and kill you.
I
want
what
personally.
What always improves a military campaign is old women.
So yeah, Kalan points you at the boat. So you got the boat ready for you and he's like, okay, he shows you a map. He's like, he gives it to you actually, a map. He's like, okay, yeah,
a
if
gift?
I were you, you should go there. That would be the closest path to actually reach the Enchanted Wood, is that's what you want to do. And yeah, be careful because there are soldiers all around.
But I need to go home and pick my stuff.
Sure, you can do that. You can go home and pick your stuff.
I go home then.
Kalan, will you come with us?
I think I'll need to fight. I'll need to help. The army is getting ready here.
So what, no NPCs? Just us? Fuck.
I'm not rowing, by the way.
So if you want to like go quickly grab a couple of shit or like go to the store to grab some stuff. No, you got everything on you?
I feel like shopping trips are always a bit of a time suck for this group.
Fair point. You, anything you want to grab? Do you have all your instruments with you?
Yeah, I've got my musical instruments.
I pick a clean apron. And that's it.
Harpoon.
Apron. Apron.
Oh,
an apron, sorry.
Not a single clean prune.
I actually heard a harpoon.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, wow, pretty badass grandma.
Can I change my weapon now?
Yeah. Okay, so you grab your apron. Is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Anything else that you take from
my
you?
Mace. My old mace. Dusty mace that I use it as.
And you guys are just standing on the dock having like weird conversation about Gael, I guess.
Well, I'll...
I am doing a praise to Gael.
I'll go get my stuff as well.
Stay for the prayer.
Master, I understand.
Stay for the prayer.
But stuff. Not butt stuff, but my stuff.
Stay for the prayer. Return with the butt stuff.
Because that's another part of the flesh that he has.
Well, how about you come with me while I get my stuff and we can pray on the way?
Yes, that will work.
So you guys grab all of your stuff. I'm guessing that after that you come back to the dock.
Yep.
And the boat is there. It's ready. You're going in?
Yeah, I'm not rowing.
Yeah, who is rowing?
I think the robot that doesn't have a sensation.
I see. Robot should row.
That's a much better reason than one I was going to give.
Pretty racist. If that's how racism works.
You also don't have the feeling of fatigue.
Fair enough.
Don't you?
I imagine I have fatigue. I tire out, but I don't have to sleep.
You have a brain still. Are you fully robot?
He doesn't need to sleep.
I don't need to sleep. I don't need to eat. I don't even need to breathe.
He updates every 3 months.
So you actually have a software. So there's a guy that recorded you somewhere.
Let's put it this way. I have planned obsolescence is coming. The new one will be out.
Okay, so you're starting to row. I guess you're rowing then. It's decided.
How long is the row going to be, do you think? How many hours?
Couple of hours.
I have prepared the Sonnet of Gael that will last 2 hours. Sit back and listen attentively.
Well, I don't really know what a sonnet is, but I'll play my guitar in the background.
No. Only Gael.
Oh, okay. No guitar then. Good thing I chose to play a bard.
'Twas on the first day of 50 that Gael said, "Let there be death."
Death came first? Before life? He made death?
So after, he could kill everything afterwards.
Yeah, so he was extra ready for the slaughter.
Gael realized on the second day that death alone was boring, and so he created life.
And there was balance.
What was he giving?
Time.
Okay, guys, that's all we have time for today. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you all later.
Hello.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening to A Magical Night with the Boys. If you have any questions, you can head over to our Instagram account, Magical Night with the Boys. Hope you had fun, and we'll see you next week.